And now West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Harrelson County Grand Jury determining that all 56 indictments presented by the District Attorney's Office this week were supported by sufficient evidence to justify hearings of those cases. Among the defendants indicted, a 31-year-old Waco man charged with aggravated assault after investigators say he stabbed his mother's fiancé in the shoulder and in the head with a knife in September of this year. According to the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office, deputies were dispatched to Woodland Circle, where a woman said she believed her son overheard her fiancé say he did not like him, and he came into the master bedroom and started punching him. She emphasized she thought her son was just punching him, but then she saw the knife. Dylan McCleskey was arrested and taken into custody the next day. The victim suffered multiple stab wounds and is reportedly recovering. Another case that could go to trial, a couple accused of neglecting a 93-year-old Harrelson County woman, which allegedly led to her death in 2021. The woman's granddaughter, 42-year-old Angela Patton, and her boyfriend, David Smith, are alleged to have caused the death of Dora Jordan in that they failed to take her to medical appointments. The Harrelson County Sheriff's Office investigated the circumstances of Jordan's death. Family members living in South Florida had asked deputies to conduct a welfare check after not being able to communicate with Jordan. Investigators suspect that the caregiver and her boyfriend had left Jordan alone for several days. Jordan had fallen, injured herself, and was unable to get food, water, her medication, and had no way of calling for help as they left her without a phone. Jordan was alive when she was found by deputies. However, she passed away a short time later. Carrollton High School alumni Jonathan Jones is the New England Patriots Football Club selection for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Jones, who has been with the Patriots since 2016, is recognized for his efforts both on and off the field, including starting the Jonathan Jones Next Step Foundation to positively impact the lives of youth in his New England and Georgia communities through education and mentorship. He became the first male ambassador for I Play Like a Girl through his advocacy for women and girls in sports, and he continues to empower young women to excel in STEM fields. Area residents are encouraged to show support for Jones by choosing him as their nominee, voting online at NFL.com/Man of the Year. And all day Thursday and Friday, Southwire's Project Gift volunteers collecting your donations of new unwrapped toys that will then be shared with local families in need this Christmas.
We want these kids to have what your kids would have, yep. Right? When you get that Christmas morning, I don't want to just open a Dollar Tree item that might break on the very first morning. Let's give them what we would give to our children so they can have the same kind of Christmas. So when they show up at school on the, you know, that next, whatever that next day is, they go back to school, they can have comparing stories.
Southwire's Project Gift annual Toys for Tots drive today and Friday, 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. each day in the parking lot of the Carrollton Walmart Shopping Center. I'm Colin Worthington.